Welcome to the I Am Jen Wilson, the Healing Rebel podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about fighting disease, being in battle with disease. Sounds good, right? Sounds good. We're going to fight against this. We're going to beat this. We're going into battle and people are fighting with you. Now, question. What part of your nervous system is fight and flight? It's the sympathetic nervous system. What happens in the sympathetic nervous system when we're in that space of fight and flight is our immune system is suppressed. Our immune system goes down, which means that we really want to be in the parasympathetic nervous system where we're in that space of rest, that space of digest, that space of heal, nurture, connect. Relaxation, so the immune system can upregulate and do what it needs to do to help us heal. How does that sit with you? How does that land? It can be difficult to capture language or to even consider the language and how influential that is in our day-to-day experience, because when we are experiencing ill health and we're in a flare, or we have something festering that shouldn't be there, we go through the grieving process, which I've spoken about before, and we can be angry and we want to beat this, we want to get it down. But if we're in that fear state, if we're in the, oh, and up here, and oh, tense, 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 body can't work its magic. Body cannot work its magic. And it's difficult. When you're in pain, when you're scared, when you're angry, excuse my stomach if you can hear that, it's making wild noises. It's agreeing with me. It's like, yes, that is correct. Yeah, it's difficult. Difficult when you are not well to not want to be in that fight. You want to overcome it. You want to be the strong one and you don't want to lie down and let it overtake you. But if we can lie down and rest, to be in that space of healing, how much of a difference would that make for your body? I know when I was, and I've spoken about this before, about being in therapy at the end of 2022 and being in a space of acceptance, that's what we worked on with the therapist, was how do I accept the condition? And one of the questions that I'd asked her was, well, how do I accept this without lying down and letting it beat me? Because there is a point of, when I wake up in the morning, if things are not good and then I get upset and anxious and angry about it, it makes all those symptoms worse. And what I've discovered through the wonderful Avril and learning about this acceptance is actually my symptoms greatly reduced. I've got better. Where I thought I was stuck in this acceptance of, well, this is as good as it's going to get. When I got past that, or rather than, oh, well, this is the defeatist attitude, when I got into that space of, okay, well, this is how things are today, my symptoms improved, things got better, my body was able to get into a space of heal because I wasn't in that stressed state anymore. I wasn't in that tight, angry, and that doesn't mean that you're never allowed to be angry. It doesn't mean that you're never allowed to be in fight. It saves our life, right? If somebody's coming at you, you want to be able to fight back. The problem is the disease is not something coming at you. It's something growing inside you. And if we can try and make friends with that, if we can try and be at peace with that, we don't want to welcome it in so that it takes over our body and our life, but if we can welcome it in with acceptance and thank it for bringing the attentions. Most people, when you read like Gabor Maté's work or Kelly, she wrote Radical Remission, can't remember her surname, I do apologise. One of the things that both of them talk about is when people let go of the strain and the tension, the body starts to heal, the body starts to get better. And it might not be a chronic health condition that you're dealing with. It might be a sore neck or a sore back or something else. But can we... Oh, I know where I was going. I've lost my train of thought there. the radical remission in Gabor Maté. I've lost my train of thought again. Bear with me. It's going to come back any second now. It came and it went and it came and it went. Oh, I know it was. Oh, gee whiz. Listening to your body. When people get diagnosed with health conditions, with disease, and I know this from my own personal experience, that if you can be grateful to whatever it is you're dealing with for bringing you back into you, into your body, into your ability to listen to the signs and signals, most people, and I know myself included, when you get diagnosed with something, you've been ignoring the signs from your body, you've been pushing through, I'm exhausted, I'm tired, I really need a rest, but I'll go on holiday in a couple of weeks, I'll go on holiday in 2 months, I'll have a rest at Christmas, I'll have, tomorrow never comes, right? So how do we get, how do we break that cycle? Because what I want for other people is to break that cycle before you get sick. I don't want you to have to be diagnosed with a chronic health condition or a life-threatening health condition. I want you to go, actually, do you know what? Rest is exactly what I need just now, and rest is what I'm going to do. It's what I'm going to take. Because it's not lazy. One of my friends messaged me the other day, and she was like, I'm just having a lazy day today. And I was like, nope, you're having a resting day. If we think of resting as lazy, it puts a negative connotation on it, and it, then guilt can be attached to that. That guilt drives that sympathetic nervous system, doesn't help us heal. When we can be in that space of, I'm here to rest, I'm here to recover, I'm totally chilling, then the body responds to that very nicely. I would love to know your thoughts on this. I'm just keeping this podcast short. It was a wee bit longer because I completely lost my train of thought in the middle there. But I would love to know your thoughts on this. What do you think? You can pop it in the comments depending on where you're watching this. You can send me a message. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. Thank you. This is sometimes my train of thought does go, and I don't edit it out because I want it to be real. This is me. I'm not highly polished. I am not perfect as much as I would like to be. That's a thing I'm letting go of. So if you are a return visitor, thank you so much for coming back. If you are new, welcome. And please like, follow, subscribe wherever you listen, because it doesn't only tell the algorithm that there's something worth listening to or watching here, it also massages my ego a little bit. It makes me feel chuffed with myself. It makes a difference to me, because my insecurities run high, as many people's do. And just that little like, just that little follow, just that little subscribe. And I shouldn't be validating myself on these numbers. But it's true. It happens. You ask anybody. If you follow any of the bigger podcasters, you know, they are celebrating the 1 million subscriptions, the 500,000 subscriptions, 750, the 1 million, the 2 million. And I'm like, one. Woo-hoo. So if you can be that one, I would love that. And if you send me a message, I'm always delighted to get back to you and answer. If you leave a comment, I will do my damn best to reply to the comments. Whatever you're up to, I hope the sun is shining, depending on where you are and when you're listening to this. But have a think about how you are connecting in with your body and with your health. If you're in fight, can you be in rest and digest and healing? Because that's what the Healing Rebel is all about. We want our bodies to be as healthy and as well as we can, no matter the underlying circumstances that we're dealing with. Have a wonderful one, whatever you're up to, and I'll see you on the next podcast.